Hello y bienvenidos a Pizza Time Podcast. How are y'all doing today? My name is Henry, and today I am joined yet again by our friends and amazing other podcasters. God, my English was horrible there.
But that intro was dope.
Thank you.
Yes.
I've been working on my Latin radio voice. But yeah, we are joined by our good friends at the Flip It and Reverse It Podcast. Jasmine
y Jorge.
Yaha.
I can't Henry. Little Spanish flair on Jasmine.
Oh, hold up. I got you. Let's do that one again. I'll do it even like the Spanish radio announcers.
Estamos aquí con Jasmine y Jorge.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
We need to get that recorded. That should be our new intro.
For Flip It and Reverse It. Yes, please.
I would be fine with that. I love it.
Oh my god. But, well, thank you for having us on again, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for accepting the invite. Well, y'all reached out first, which I really appreciate that, because Lord knows I'm a timid man in asking.
Well, you know what? We were on your show. Well, I was on your show once for season one, and you were on our show for season one. So I thought it was only appropriate that we both came back for each other's shows for season twos for both
of course,
our shows.
Of course,
yeah. We call that a recurring cameo.
I call that an annual crossover event.
Ooh.
Do I get to be, who am I? Can I be the Flash? Or, oh no, I want to be Batwoman. Sorry, it's over, Jorge.
Dang.
You know what? I'll actually let you choose next. who do you want to be? Who would you be?
Me?
If you had to pick one of the DC characters.
From the CW stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you see, I'm going to have to go with, it's a spoiler, but whatever. I'll go with the Brandon Routh Superman, bro.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Yes.
I'm sorry. I fell in love with that character as a kid, and I saw him come back. I cried.
That was beautiful. Well, all right. I will be Barry Allen.
Which one?
Oh, please.
You're Grant there. Gustin. I'm not gonna lie. That is probably my favorite character in the CW. It is. Yeah. There's some close people, but he's number one.
If I had to pick a regular, then I'm going with my boy Cisco.
He's top three. He's definitely top three. Cisco's the best.
My man's got the best one-liners. He's got the best names. And also that ridiculous flow. I love it.
That hair.
He's got the babes, man.
Oh, my God. Yes. Gypsy and I forget the other one's name.
Clearly, Gypsy is number one. But
clearly. Yes.
But I forget her name, too. I feel bad now.
She's a newer character, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, yeah. All my DC, like, stans are yelling at me. It's fine, but it's yeah. Good. So we are here today with Jorge Jasmine to discuss our top five movies coming out this year. We already did a previous episode on our shows that we are excited to see this year, and now we will enter the cinematic universe.
Lovely.
Oh yeah.
And per
I'm
usual,
man.
Oh. I like that.
He's giving us that. Oh yeah.
Damn. It's like I said.
Voice lower than the Mariana Trench.
It's like Jorge's voice can put me to sleep. Sounds...
Is it if... Mariana? Don't matter.
Basically, if Velvets had a sound, it's Jorge here.
Yeah, you remember the Velveteen Rabbit? That's what he sounded like. Oh yeah. Ooh.
What was those like old 70s songs where it's just like, oh yeah, baby.
Well, I was actually thinking more of the Kool-Aid Man, to be honest with you. But
yeah, Jorge, see, this is just proof. If another man says you have like a sexy radio voice, you gotta just start accepting it.
I am not ashamed to say, dog, like chill with that, because you know I'm trying to keep the show PG, dog.
Well, you know, I might practice it a little bit here and there, you know, for the Xbox Live crew out there.
Okay.
I'm going to get an upsurge in listeners because it's like, we want him back.
So what do you think, Mr. Henry? Should we keep the same rotation as last time?
Yeah, as per usual, always guess first.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it. I will start off, and I will start off by immediately breaking the rules.
What?
So I had a list of 9 movies, but I was only able to cut it down to 7.
Okay, so you know I'll take it.
But to be fair, I'll just have number 6 and number 7 just be 2 honorable mentions. I won't spend a whole lot of time on them. So number 6 and 7 for me was Eternals and Wonder Woman 1984. I couldn't leave them off the list entirely, but I wasn't super, super excited about them. But I both think that there'll be really solid movies coming out this year, so I'm looking forward to them. So I just wanted to give them a quick shout out.
Solid picks.
But my number 5 movie is actually coming out in a couple of weeks, Birds of Prey.
Ooh, a solid start.
And oh, yeah. I saw Margot Robbie play Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad. I wasn't terribly impressed, but I felt like, you know, it was pretty decent. But after watching, you know, sometimes a trailer can do one of two things. It either can suck you in or just make you say, no chance, I'm not watching that. Like, kind of like the Cats trailer. So I
was so sucked in. Oh my God.
I saw the trailer for Birds of Prey, and I felt like Margot Robbie took some more time with the role a little bit. She even like worked on her accent a little bit for like trying to get like that like 90s, like, you know, Batman animated series Harley Quinn voice.
Yeah.
And it's working for me. You know, like, honestly, like, I feel like just from watching that trailer that I think that's going to be a good movie. Like we talked about with the TV episode, Ewan McGregor's in it. The guy is just good in everything he's in. I mean, yeah. So just like sign me up. I'm down. I'm ready to see this movie. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. I agree with you completely on that. Hasbeen?
Well, you know, I was having a hard time because there's all these superhero ones and I didn't want my whole list just to be superhero things. So I had my number 5 as Wonder Woman. I let her on the list because I knew you wouldn't.
Oh, dang.
So,
what was that? All the shade, some of the tea. What was
that? All shade, baby. All of the shade. Just a little tea, man. I got to save some for the company. But no, I put Wonder Woman on here. I just think that the last Wonder Woman movie was really good. And that's like one of the few DC movies that actually has been successful. And
truth.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to be guaranteed at least some stellar acting on some accounts. I don't know about, what's the chick's name who's playing Cheetah? I'm not sure about her.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. Yeah, Kristen Wiig. She's hilarious. But people are like, oh yeah, it'll be great because she can really play like the non-superhero side of her really well because that's kind of her character, but I don't know. She just don't look like she can whoop some ass. I mean, I'm not sure if I believe it yet. But I'm interested. Yeah, we'll see. You know, it looks really bright and like colorful and cinematically interesting, and I like just watching some ladies kick some lady buns. So I ain't mad about it.
First movie was good.
That should be on the poster. I love watching some ladies kick lady buns.
Yeah, that's really what they're going for. Girl-on-girl action, but without it being insensitive and sexist, right?
See, that's where you got to put the big letters. Girl-on-girl action. And then, you know, yeah, in fine print.
Yes.
But without being...
But still politically correct. And actually, we're feminists.
Woke.
Hashtag woke.
So woke, babe.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
So, yeah, I think that is my number.
And
Cinco.
I like it. All right, for my number, Cinq, if I remember, that's how you say 5 in
French. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I took a semester. I have Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, solid pick.
So, I didn't like the first Godzilla movie. The Kong one, Skull Island, was pretty solid.
Yeah.
And then the last Godzilla, I loved it. I don't know why people were hating on it. It was all monster fights. That's what y'all were complaining about the first one, that it didn't have enough.
Right?
So, part of me, I'm a man that loves a good complex story with twists and turns, but the other part of me is like, yeah, give me a giant-ass CGI fight between a giant gorilla and an iguana. I am down.
Hell yes.
And I get that's pretty much it. The story, it's this is my like inner child coming out. It's the I don't care about the story. I want to see them.
Well, because have they really? They haven't really ever done a Kong versus Godzilla before.
I think back in the '50s, but it was two men in like suits, yeah. And it looked ridiculous. Yeah. Right.
So like the culture needs this.
It's
very much so.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just need an action movie just to be an action movie.
Exactly. And that, for me, that's the I'm turning my brain off for 2 hours and I'm just going to watch a slobber now.
Exactly.
So that's my number five.
I'm just going to actually piggyback off you real quick because that's my number four, man.
Oh, you're going to skip?
Hell yeah.
You're
going to
skip me? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I got to piggyback, okay? Look, I'm over here piggybacking.
Hold it, please. We're vibing.
Somersaults. So you do your somersaults. I'm going to go piggyback. Anyways, but yeah, no, number four, definitely Godzilla versus King Kong. My dad instilled deep into me the love and need to watch King Kong movies when I was young. He cries every time, and one time he came home drunk, and he probably will listen to this and be pissed that I said this. He came home drunk and we were watching King Kong, and he started yelling at us. He said, "You turn that shit off right now. I can't cry tonight. You turn that off. How dare you?" He, like, literally freaked out on me and my sister for watching King Kong because he was getting emotional and drunk about it. So, yes, I love King Kong. I always have. Godzilla, and not so much. I'm not so much part of that whole thing. I will ashamedly admit I have not seen Monster Island yet, but I want to because I'm assuming Mothra shows up at some point, yeah? Yeah, yep. So, like, I gotta see my monsters. And... yeah, like you said, I just want to see Kong and Godzilla duke it out. Like, they made King Kong so freaking crazy big and terrifying in Kong Skull Island that I'm like, okay, well, no, this is a formidable match now. Like, I don't actually know who's going to win this.
It's not exactly. Just some, and yeah. Suppose he's going to be bigger in this
even
one.
Bigger. He's been taking his vitamins. Like, crap, man. Crazy.
So, was it eat your vegetables and say your prayers?
Kong's coming for you. Yeah, so no, that's my number four. I almost had it five, and then I was like, Wonder Woman doesn't beat King Kong. Come on.
Or no could she? You know?
Unknown spoilers ahead.
Well, my number four is slightly different. It's definitely not in the comic book universe. I deviated a little bit in my movie section here. My number four is Coming to America.
Ayo.
Because that absolutely needs to be seen. A sequel to the original Coming to America by Eddie Murphy. Like, I can't sign up fast enough for this movie. Coming to America is like one of my favorite like comedy movies like from the 80s when I was growing up.
It's iconic.
It's so good. And when I heard that, I don't know why Eddie Murphy went into like a brief hiatus. You know, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but now that he's coming back out and he's making this, like, can't wait. Can't wait. Oh, my God. I mean, even if it's not that funny, I'm sure it'll be funny enough to the point where it'll be worth it to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That man's a comedy legend.
If nothing else, there'll be throwbacks, you know, and you'll be like, you'll just remember how much you liked the old one, and then you go buy the old one, and they still make a lot of money. So.
Right.
All I know is I want a Soul Glow reference.
Oh, and this is also the thing that I almost forgot. And Wesley Snipes has joined the cast, and he'll be one of the main characters.
Oh,
and they got all like the returning characters. They got Cleo McDowell coming back. The guy, that actor who played him, Arsenio Hall's coming back. The girl who played Lisa McDowell, she's coming back. Tracy Morgan's going to be in it. It's going to be good, man.
I wonder what the plot's going to be. Like, they've just been married and having babies? Or, like, what's going to be the deal?
The plot says Akeem learns he has a long-lost son in the United States and must return to America to meet the unlikely heir to the throne of Zamunda.
Oh. That suggests he was getting busy sometime during that movie. We didn't see it.
Yeah, I would imagine so. That's kind of the whole reason he went, wasn't it?
To sow his royal oats.
Yeah, so we're gonna meet some oats. I love it.
A beautiful way to word it.
All right. So what do we do now?
I think that's number four. I think it's Henry's number four.
Yes.
Yeah, my number four, again, straying away from the comic book industry. And I'm not known to be much of a musical man, but this one, just by the promotional stuff and all, I already got the song stuck in my head. It's In the Heights.
Hell yes, 100% backed. Love it.
Yeah. I'm not much of a man for musicals. I think the last one I saw was Les Miserables, the one with Hugh Jackman.
That's not a good choice. No wonder you turned off from it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the Javert man, Russell Crowe didn't.
No.
I love Russell Crowe in The Gladiator, but the man can't sing. I think I don't have much exposure to musicals. I'm not by any means a pro, but if something's catchy, I love it. Yeah. And this is also, you know, I think the first time a Latino musical. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Oh, I got some info. I'll bring it up to you later when it might come up in my list.
Oh, I like it. So yeah, as a Hispanic, I'm excited because you're seeing more representation.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because Lord knows we don't get much of it. We're just the sexy sidekick or the piece of ass on the side.
Always sexy though. So always sexy.
Always hot. Always hot. It's like, well, that's the one true stereotype about us.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. After we had our like conversation last year about like lack of like Hispanic representation in Marvel, and then they announced the Phase 4 lineup like this past like July or whatever, I was actually I thought of you when Shang-Chi got a movie. I was like, they're giving Shang-Chi a movie? Like, where's the Latin person? I was just like, what is going on?
Exactly.
Here? Yeah. I was like, who?
Which
like,
is why Shang-Chi? DC's getting points for me.
Exactly.
They got Blue Beetle coming up. My boy Jaime Reyes.
Oh, Jaime is awesome, man. I loved him in Young Justice.
Oh, definitely. Again, as a kid that didn't get much representation, the second I see a fellow brown boy up there, it's awesome.
It's fucking
man.
Important,
again,
man.
Yeah, you know, like you don't think about it much, but once you see, you could see yourself on the screen, you know, or you could see yourself in that story. Yeah. It's changing, you know. I used to not really think about that. I'm like, why do people really care? But
it's one of those things you don't.
Now that I'm feeling,
you don't realize
it,
that it's important until someone points it out to you, and you're like, you know what, that is important.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like we're not all drug dealers.
You know,
some of us are Beatlemen. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, and so In the Heights, I'm excited. It's showing also the diversity of Latin America. It's not just Mexicans or just Dominican. It's a whole cultural melting pot.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I'm also excited to get some songs stuck in my head.
All right.
So that's my number four.
Number three for me is the Black of the Widow. She falls right into my three slot here. She is my number. Let me make sure of this. Gotta be sure. Okay, yeah. She is my number one comic book pick for this year.
Oh.
So I love Scarlett Johansson in these movies. I felt like she never really got a strong enough presence in any of these movies, but I feel like every time that she had screen time, it always felt like she made the most of it. And I was just always loved that Black Widow character. I just felt like it was just one of those characters that you just felt like you wanted more from, but just never got the chance to get more from. And now that we're getting a whole movie of her, I'm down to see what's going to play out. So yeah, sign me up. I'm ready for it. I'm glad that they're making it like the summer like blockbuster too. They're not like pushing it towards the end or whatever. So
totally.
Definitely excited to see Black Widow.
I see it. I see it. I also love that, like, the soundtrack they got for it. If you get a catchy soundtrack, I'm
The Heights. Boom. Sorry.
There we go. Like, I have the song. It's playing in my head right now.
Now that it's on topic, now I've got all the songs from it playing through my head, too. So Thank you for that. Number three for me, I guess I'll just move it right along here, is Birds of Prey. Because I have been seeing all the ads for it, and it looks really fun. And I didn't watch Suicide Squad, which from what I've been hearing is probably for the best.
Yeah.
It has its moments.
Yeah. But, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I like, you know, Lady Buns getting kicked by Lady Buns. It's another Lady Bun kicking movie. There's a total of at least 6 to more buns. And that's like a couple meals, if you ask me. So, I'm stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Robbie, she's adorable. She's a cute little thing. And I think she's going to, like, smash some people's heads in. And it'll be funny, too. I think DC does well also when they try to keep a sense of humor and they have people who can actually execute the humor well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes it's like, I don't know if that was a good choice. But then I feel like a lot of Aquaman's humor, et cetera, hit. So it's just got to be done right. So, yeah, that's my number three.
I like that. I want to go more in depth with that too, but I have it like in a. See, I want to do this without spoiling it. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get back around to it. I have a feeling.
Yes. I want to say a lot more, and I guess I will in a second. So for me, I guess
you're number three.
This is my number three. All right. So for me, this is also kind of out of the blue, not out of the blue, but I'm interested in it because this is one of my favorite Disney movies, Mulan. I want to see how this interpretation is gonna go. I am genuinely interested. I hear they're gonna take some of the musical aspects out of it.
I heard that, which made me take it off my list. It was originally on it.
Really? Yep.
I mean, the songs are everything. You can't take the songs out the Disney movie. Are they high? Sorry.
I disagree.
I mean, I understand that.
I kind of disagree. I think they're trying to do, you know, something where they make it, like, actually really realistic and really, like, touching. And so they're taking some of, like, maybe the comedy out of it or insensitive things.
Listen, all I'm trying to say is the last two movies they put out were about talking cats and about a genie in a desert. All I'm trying to say is we don't need that realism.
Okay,
this is Disney.
Calm down. Let's not act like the premises for Lion King and Aladdin are bad. I'm just saying
we don't need it to be realistic. We don't need to be realistic. You know, go ham. I want that talking dragon and people singing songs. You know, we were just talking about musicals.
I'm not going to lie. You got a point. Make a Man Out of You is in my gym playlist. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Mishu is going to be a little sad. Obviously, Eddie Murphy's busy, so...
So, I want to see how it goes because I want to see if they're going to go gritty. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to see actual deaths and whatnot.
Take your kids to this literal all-out war movie with a lot of bloodshed.
Yes. So again, I'm excited for that. And, you know, I want to see the choreography. As a kid, I loved the cartoon and I love the fact that she wasn't just a damsel in distress. Nah, she was actually saving all of damn China.
Right.
So you love to see that. You don't want to see your usual, and I know how princesses lately or any type of like princesses now it's like, oh, but they were always headstrong or they were always this ever since Mulan, since her roots was, oh yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and take it. Yo, what's up? Give me a sword. I'm fighting for my country.
Right, let's be a little bit fair here. They actually had that movie come out, 1998? So they had, like, Mulan on, like, you know, 2018 feminism back in 1998. So, I mean, they were a little bit ahead of their time there.
Yeah, and you love to see that stuff. I'm glad, like, to get a woman's perspective, Jasmine, I get... You must have seen that like early on and be like, hey, yeah, I can kick some ass too. I don't just have to wait for some dude to save me.
Oh, hell yeah, I did. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm not the only one who wants to dress up like a boy.
exactly.
I definitely still identify as a lady, but every now and then you want to, you know, dress like a boy and go kick some butt and maybe just like let your little testosterone flag fly. So
yeah, and maybe in the process save an entire nation from an invading army.
Yeah, I don't know. You know? I'll just like just hang out. I don't know if I want to go that far. It sounds hard. But no, definitely Mulan was awesome. Plus, she had a great voice, which is why I'm a little sad that there might not be singing. But you know, we can all live without reflection. Calm down, people.
I will not be calm.
We seem to have hit a nerve with our boy
Jorge. Listen, that moment at the end of the movie where like he like where the emperor bows to her and then everyone at the like in the palace bows to her. Iconic. I loved it. Chills. Loved it. Right. I think when I was a kid I almost cried.
Hell yeah.
I like it. So Jorge, numero dos.
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. Picking between these two movies was really hard for me. My top two here. But like I said, Black Widow was my number one comic book movie. So to kind of deviate from my last time on your podcast where I had nothing but comic book stuff, this time, my number two movie is Bad Boys for Life. Because, yes, and I have no shame. I don't care. I don't care. I have no shame. I love the Bad Boys franchise. Me and my my co-host on my other podcast, you know, him and I were friends back in like high school, and we would like watch like the Bad Boys movies together all the time, and like to the point like where like when we would like go out like drinking and stuff like that at the bars, like we would just be like quoting like Bad Boys to each other, and like no one knew what the hell we were talking about, but we thought it was hilarious. So yes, love affair with the Bad Boys franchise. I never thought I'd see a third movie. I haven't seen it yet, even though it's out in theaters right now, but it's definitely something I'll be watching. It's like the first chance I get. So, yes. Yes.
I watched the movie, so I'm not going to spoil anything for you, friend.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you've at least seen it, which means that at least like only, you know, one person out of the three of us doesn't like Bad Boys.
I've never really watched it. You forced me to watch scenes here and there, like just so I can get the reference you're making. And some of the jokes seem okay.
I mean, force is a strong word. I, you know, just like casually put it on while you were in the room.
It's like I casually put it on while you were tied up to a chair. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that's it.
Gagged and arms broken. I healed now, but
you didn't. You could have closed your eyes.
I could have. Yeah, I wasn't being completely forced.
Exactly.
But apparently, Bad Boys is great. I don't know.
I remember. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It took me a minute to remember the first one. I remember I watched this. I love the second one.
Yes.
But the first one, I don't remember much.
I honestly just rewatched it on Netflix about like maybe a month ago, because I hadn't really remembered the first one either. But I own the second one, so I've watched it. I don't know how many times.
Many. The answer is many. It seems to come on a lot when I'm trying to go to bed and fall asleep to it. But gonna pop off here for a number two that hopefully I'm guessing is one that nobody else picked, which is an animated movie.
Oh.
And it is called Soul. And this is Pixar's movie, which is going to be, it's starring Jamie Foxx as the lead. And it's basically talking about a young man who falls in love with jazz, and it goes through like music and how music is part of your soul. And like, it kind of seems like it's got some sort of like almost like Inside Out E vibes with like personifying the soul, like they did with personifying emotions and stuff.
So, okay.
It seems like it's going to be pretty dope, and it's got like a killer cast. And I think the first ever Pixar movie.
You said Jamie Foxx.
Right? Yeah, like, all I need is Jamie Foxx. I think it's the first ever Pixar animated to be led by an African American. So that's also pretty dope. Yeah. The cast is like, who else is in it? Oh, Tina Fey. And Mike Jones, Kemp Powers, Trent Reznor composed the music. So like, what? Should be very interesting.
I definitely know who that is.
I was going to say, me too.
Wait, do you guys not know who Trent Reznor is?
I definitely do.
I'm, But I want you to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have you guys ever listened to music by Nine Inch Nails? No? I didn't know I was in?
I mean, you're opening my eyes to many other types of
music. I feel like I'm in the box with you now.
I'm looking at the box.
Out of the box. Remember Out of the Box, anybody? I'm going to make a popular pop culture reference here at some point.
It's like, I'm trying with all my will to know what you're saying.
Oh, no. Hold up. I got to be able to find a Nine Inch Nails song that's popular.
I mean, I've heard of the band name before.
Yeah. The Head Like a Hole. I'd rather die than give you control. Nobody? All right, I'm done.
Nope.
Okay, I'm embarrassed now.
No. That's a good thing, though. Now I'm going to look them up.
I saw them live, and I cried. It was the best concert of my life. I went with my mom, and there's this fat woman behind us. Not that it matters that she's fat, but she was obnoxious, too. And she was yelling out the lyrics, and I wanted to start a fight with her, and I was, like, 16, and my mom was like, calm down. Because she was ruining Hurt. Okay, you've probably heard Hurt because Johnny Cash did a cover of it.
Oh, so he didn't make the song?
No, it's a Nine Inch Nails song.
See? Okay, so I technically know a song of theirs, but I didn't know. I thought he made it.
No. It's a really good song for him, but there we go. I made the connection. I'm done. I'll shut up.
Believe me, there's listeners out there that are like pissed off at me and Jorge here because we're like they don't know. Yeah, they must think we're uncultured.
Hit me up, all you listeners who are also in the box. We'll find a corner.
Was Nine Inch Nails like a 90s band or a 2000s band?
I guess I'd probably say 90s. My mom listened to it. So
would they be considered a band that wears guy liner?
Not like, maybe only to like heighten their own features, not in like a Billy Joel kind of way.
If the answer is not no, then the answer is yes.
They might wear just theatrically.
Are there a lot of bangs involved?
No. It's not. It's like hardcore, awesome music.
All right. Yeah. No. See, now I'm really gonna look it up though. So again, I like this. I get to learn more.
The original point was a nice, lovely little Pixar movie called Soul that stars Jamie Foxx. Yeah.
Good Lord, I feel bad.
Oh, well.
I'm still sold on the movie, though. I'm still sold.
Yeah.
I am very sold on this movie.
I'm Soul. Duh. All
right. Ooh.
Booch. That was a very easy pun, and I'm done now. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, what's your number two, Henry?
See, my number two is, you see, this is where my really biased comic book opinions come in. And for me, it's Wonder Woman.
Right.
And many people are kind of like pushing it to the side because, well, it doesn't look as great as the other one, or they don't know if DC can, you know, replicate what they did with the first one.
About to find out.
But that's the intrigue for me. It's the, can they keep it up? Because basically Wonder Woman single-handedly saved the DC universe.
Exactly.
So I want to see where she leaves off, if they're going to make any references to like, I don't know what they're going to do in the future.
Well, because it's weird because he's there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he looks like he's actually there, not like a figment of her imagination.
Oh, yeah. He describes a trash can.
Yeah, so I was like...
Figments
I was like,
cannot do that.
Well, no, I saw a few more scenes, so it made me feel as though like he's actually like a part of the movie and not like just like her like, you know, like imagining that he's there in her mind or something.
So yeah, and between us, I guess that's the injury you want to know. So how the hell he come back?
Yeah,
you know,
And yeah,
honestly, I know DC won't do this because I feel like they just don't have the guts. And I'm gonna say it just like that. They don't have the guts. But if they really wanted to be cool, they could be like, you know, we brought him back to life with like some magic from Dr. Fate, because that would be sick. But they just, I don't think they have the guts to pull Dr. Fate into their universe like
that. I would dig a Dr. Fate cameo. But then they'd be all like, oh shoot, the CGI cost just went up so much.
Yeah. I would go as far as say some Lazarus Pit, like, you know.
Oh, there you go.
But I feel like that's more Batman.
A little dark for Wonder Woman. I don't know that she'd really have the moral gumption to do that.
Yeah, so it's... But see, that's why you're like, all right, this draws me in. How? Because, one, Lazarus Pit, that's Batman, and a little dark. And then there's also... I don't know if they're going to try to bring in other people like Dr. Fate. So, how?
Yeah.
And also, you know, it does help that Gal Gadot has my heart.
Oh, she's so gosh darn amazing.
I don't think I've ever fallen in love the way I have on screen. On that I did that day. I was genuinely worried for her safety sometimes.
You're like, please let me protect you. I won't really be doing anything, but I want to hang out.
I straight up yelled out, "Look out!" to a screen.
It sounds like you're a very animated movie watcher.
Oh yeah, people don't like watching movies.
I'll watch movies with you. That'd be hilarious.
Oh yeah, me and Steven, y'all remember him? They get mad at us because, well, his girlfriend especially, and my ex used to get mad at me because we wouldn't shut up during movies.
You know,
we're those people.
It depends on the movie. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I'm going to call BS on you right now, Jorge. Every time I say even a little bitty thing, he will pause the movie, look over at me, and say, "Are you done?"
That is, let's be fair. It's not every time, one. And...
Or he'll passive aggressively, after I've done saying when I'm done, he'll press that 10 seconds back button 3 times.
I have done that. Yeah, I've done that.
I'm getting flashbacks right now too. It's like, Jasmine, me and you have been on the same boat
very many times. I just wanted to make a fun comment about someone's hairdo,
or you know, I saw them in that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I just get the "no one asked," and I'm like, okay. I'm
sorry, I was just trying to make a shared experience.
It's like, I'm sorry, I'm excited for this film.
Oh my God.
You know, to be fair, absolutely fair, like, she's done the same thing to me, you know, just putting it out there.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know about that.
You totally have.
Yeah.
See, now, eventually we're going to have to watch a movie together to see if it's true. I want to see Jorge just, like, in the middle of one of my commentaries, he's like, "Hey, shut up."
Oh, his favorite is if I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm like really excited about something," but I like ask a question. He's like, "Oh, well, why don't you just watch the movie and find out?"
Oh my God. Yeah, I've had that.
Yep, that's a good one.
You know what? To be
my favorite one that I've gotten was, I'm like, "What do you think?" He's like, "Do you think this is going to happen?" And she's like, "I don't know. I haven't watched the movie."
Yeah, that's a Jorge comic right there. That's what he does.
You know, that is in direct response, though, to the fact that whenever I try to, like, share information with her, she's always just like, "Hey, don't give me any spoilies. I don't want to hear anything about it." And then, like, while we're watching the movie, she'll be asking me for spoilers. I'm like, what are you doing right now? I thought you didn't want spoilers. What's going on?
Okay.
Valid point.
Fair. Very fair.
We're getting arguments from both sides.
The polls haven't come in yet. We'll find out who's right later.
Next time. Oh, I have lost track.
Yeah, so
where we're are we at now? One,
I think we're on our number
top
one.
Diggity dog.
Oh, number one. Is it me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Without further ado, Fast and Furious 9. Yes.
Thank you.
I don't care. I have zero shame. I have even less shame about this one. I am definitely one of those Fast and Furious people. I own all 8. I have watched them all multiple times. Don't care whatsoever. I heard that they're going to go to space this time. And I am all, I might as well be a WWE fan.
Hold up. I was about to say, did you just say space?
Yes.
It started off with street races in California. What?
The entire function of a car is that it requires gravity.
I thought you were joking.
No, it's a real thing, unfortunately.
On it, please tell me you're joking.
I mean, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I've heard.
This man just said space.
For a car movie. You know what moves fast in space? Not a lot.
Oh my god, am I going to see Vin Diesel in zero gravity?
Listen, they started out as car movies, but they transitioned into heist movies. And so,
But it's always about family, don't forget.
But it hasn't really been a Cars movie since the third movie.
I stopped watching after the fifth one, bro.
I loved Fast 5, so I'm not going to...
Oh, I love Fast 5 too.
Yeah, I love Fast 5. And actually, the sixth one is almost as good as 5. 7 was kind of a drop-off. 8 was... I thought 8 was really good, so... I'm hooked, man. I'm one of those people where, I have a hard time getting into new, TV shows and movie series because, once you got me, I have to see how it ends. And they told me that, Fast and Furious is going to be a 10-movie thing, and I've already watched the first 8. I'm obviously not stopping now.
Jesus Christ.
I got to see the 10th one. But I actually really loved their reasoning behind it because they said that their reasoning for having 10 movies was before that Paul Walker died. He said that he would really love for that franchise to go 10 movies. And so they're trying to honor that after his death.
But in space?
at what point is it not honorable anymore?
Listen.
When you said that, I'm like, he's being sarcastic, right?
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, the 7th and 8th movie both made over $1 billion. So, I mean, the market's there, guys. I mean, you guys just got to catch up.
I mean, I guess, but, and again, this is, I work on cars. That is, my career is literally working on vehicles. So, and I fell off of this. So, I mean, now that you said space, I might have to catch up to see where the hell these guys got, their official, NASA shit.
I don't know that they're definitely going to space, but that was the talk out there that they're going to space. So, I mean, can you imagine Ludacris in space?
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to imagine a lot of people in space. I'm trying to see The Rock having a beat down in zero gravity.
At least we're keeping on topic because Gal Gadot was in one of those, wasn't she?
She was in a few of them. She was in. She was in 3 of them.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's how I learned of her.
How far she's come.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right, stuff. So I'm passing the torch with that one. That is my Fast 9 rant. Jasmine, what's your number one movie?
Well, if you couldn't guess it, my number one movie is In the Heights because I am obsessed with Lin-Manuel Miranda and everything that he does. Obviously, I went and paid $370 for a ticket to see Hamilton when I was in New York. So I am, and I'm not a rich person. Some would even say I'm below the poverty line.
It's all in your head.
It's a mental thing.
If you feel rich, you are rich.
You know, I can attest to this one, Henry. She spent over a year saving up for that New York trip.
Yeah. So I clearly love Lin-Manuel and everything that he does. He is the Stephen Sondheim of our age. He is a goddamn genius. And this musical is all about his past, and he's from Puerto Rico. And it's not directly his own story, but, it's him. It was his first really big musical hit. It was to honor all of his people and the people that he knew and the situations that they had to be in. And it's I won't give away the plot, because if, Henry, if you haven't seen it or listened to all the music, it is so good, and you will cry at least 4 times. I guarantee you.
I am hoping I am a crier.
You will bawl your eyes out. I guarantee. It's incredible. It has one of my favorite songs of all time, which is called "Breathe," and it's the most incredible female solo. It's just really great. And I will never be in this show because I am not Latina, and that makes me sad. but maybe someday I can like be a stage manager for it or something. And yeah, Lin-Manuel, he's hot. He is on a run. He is doing everything he wants to, and he is a god.
Hell, he showed up in Star Wars.
Yeah,
he sure did.
He did. He's everywhere.
We can't give too many spoilers. She hasn't seen Rise of Skywalker yet.
I don't even think that's a spoiler.
No.
You can't see him. Well, you can, but you can't. I'm not. That's all I'm going to say. You
no,
see him,
I knew
but
he was
don't.
On it because there was some talk show where he was on, and I think maybe it was The Daily Show, and they were mentioned that he was going to be part of Star Wars universe, which was, I was like, what? And then I was like, never mind. He gets whatever he wants, because he just gave them Hamilton tickets, and they were like, yeah, you can be in the movie.
Basically.
Yeah. I am beyond ecstatic for this movie, because I'm a nerd, and now you are too, Henry. So get in this box.
Young one, we're just nerds from a different society, but now we are entranced.
Exactly.
I'm learning about your strange world.
It
here.
It is very strange. Perhaps I shall even watch the Clone Wars.
Hey, but think about it. We both love watching people in tights.
True.
You know.
Indeed.
There is some crossover there.
Exactly. But yeah, and see, now you got me even more hyped for this movie.
Oh, you should be so hyped. You should have it at your number one. But if it's not your number one, what is your number one?
Oh,
you see,
the segue.
Thank you.
Also, very Lord.
Down the mall.
Show me how.
Oh, I don't know, man. 4 years, theater school.
I see. I only experience in theater I have was I had detention and I had to clean up after the theater.
Oh, that was the task? Clean up after the gremlins. They left their filth everywhere.
Kind of. It was more like, all right, so we're going to be throwing water in this scene.
Oh,
so
we call that run crew.
We're rehearsing. Yeah, I was doing that. It was either that or Saturday school for 2 months.
They had detention be run crew? And you could be a great part of a production or do detention. I'm sad. Okay, never mind.
I think it was, what was the play? It was about some, I think, Rent?
Oh, you guys, you went to a nice school. They could afford rights.
Yeah, in Georgia, we call it the white people. Yeah. So, and that, as you can see, our punishment was work. So
yeah, right?
I don't mind
free
it.
Free labor.
Basically. Oh, the lady gave us snacks, though.
Well, that's nice.
So I was fine with that. But, yeah, so I ruined your beautiful segue.
Okay.
With my depressing-ass story.
Well, how about this? Since you just mentioned Rent, why don't we take a lease out on your number one pick?
Oh,
good God.
There it is with the follow-up.
Oh, woman, how would get? Ooh. Okay, I can't mess this one up. All right, so my number one is Birds of Prey.
Oh, okay.
I saw that one coming.
For various reasons. One, a very personal one of mine is Mary Elizabeth Winstead was like my first ever crush as a child.
Which one's she playing?
She's playing Huntress, but I saw her in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And A Young Boy Awakened is what all I have to say.
Bolts.
I didn't know that feeling until I saw that movie, and I'm like, oh my God, I want that in life. How?
Callback. I did not connect those two.
Yeah, so for me, that's one of the main reasons. But also, you know, it also helps that it's a DC property. And also, Ewan McGregor, a.k.a. Obi-Wan Kenobi, is in this movie as well.
Such a dreamboat.
Extremely. And there's some controversy over it, like how supposedly Black Mask is going to be gay. But I don't really care about that. I want to see... there's a lot of random, like, little things that people aren't too happy about with the movie, like Cassandra Cain being, like, an actual child, or, like I said, yeah, Black Mask having or being gay with Victor Zsasz, I believe.
Huh.
And it's, for me, that doesn't bother me too much, as long as it doesn't mess with the, like, material. I don't care.
Yeah.
If the movie's good, it's like, it's good. Or the fact that they changed Black Canary's race, which... I don't see how that really makes much of a difference.
Got me.
I'm saying.
I mean, I see people get mad about these things in the comments. Like, okay. I follow what's it called, this thing on Facebook called We Got This Covered, and they're always like posting all these new rumors and stuff like that about things that are coming up, and they'll post like, oh, it looks like Marvel might be trying to make Magneto a person of color in the new, you know, like in the new X-Men, and everyone's like putting out all these angry faces and stuff like that. I was like, why does it matter?
You know, right?
Why?
Doesn't affect their character.
Yeah, it's just like, are you so up? Like, they're like, oh, all this political culture, you know, stuff. I'm just like, oh, calm down. Like, is the movie good or not? Is the movie good or not? You know, like, just tell me if the story is good. All I care about.
Basic. Exactly. It's like, does it affect the story? No. Okay.
Moving on.
They just have more pigmentation.
Yeah.
Dope,
or like the dumbest one was the Little Mermaid one, when people were like, she lives underwater. There's no way she'd be able to get pigmentation from the sun. And I'm like, it's a kinda fucking like movie about mermaids. They don't exist.
Let's say, please tell me more about how the biology of mermaids. Expert.
Show me the diagram. You're a scientist, clearly.
Please, I want to see all the history of King Triton and
the talking fish, the crab.
Exactly.
Explain to me why all fish aren't white.
Explain to me why the crab's Jamaican. Yes.
How did he get that accent underneath the sea?
How's the crab Jamaican? King Triton has a British accent, and Ariel speaks perfect American English.
Please enlighten me.
So yeah, I find I bring that up because many people probably won't agree with me, because they're like, no, it's gonna be this, it's not like that. Well, a lot of stuff has changed, and if it works, it works, you know. I see no point. The Black Canary situation, okay, they changed her race, does that affect her character at all? Is it now because she's black she can't have a scream? Please tell me why.
Yeah. No, what's wild to me is I heard like Kevin Smith recently come out, and he was talking about something else. But what he was saying, he was like, the thing that DC Comics is known for probably more than anything is the multiverse. And so like, why can't you be like, in this Earth, Black Canary's black?
Yeah, ooh. Exactly.
There's a whole like Earth where there's a Black Justice League.
Exactly. So like, yeah.
So
infinite Earths, bro. Just get
yeah. You
it.
Like, you literally can't make an argument against any of it, because they gave that easy out.
Exactly. It's
true.
And I love it. So I love that. I love Harley Quinn was one of the few standouts of Suicide Squad. Her and Will Smith, which I am kind of sad that he won't show up in this next one. Or who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he'll get back on board now that James Gunn is on board.
Possibly. I'm hoping. But yeah, I want to see what I want to see. Also, a little part of me wants to see if they're going to keep up with a Ben Affleck Batman, or if they're going to make a Robert Pattinson thing, you know?
Who's going
to
pop up?
So I want to see that. It's just, I just find it a fun. Basically, I want to see a fun movie. I want to see a movie where I'm a kid again, and I'm just like, oh my god, look, she kicked his head, or they made a reference to Batman. Oh my god, that's a reference to Wonder Woman. I want to enjoy the film, and DC movies are good at that.
Hell yeah.
I feel like DC is on a decent-ish run right now. You know, if you just take Justice League out of 2017, you know, just take that movie right out.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have Wonder Woman in 2017, which was good. Aquaman in 2018, which was good. I loved Shazam. I know Shazam some people didn't, awesome. But I loved Shazam. Oh, I
love that movie.
And then I haven't seen Joker yet, but I mean, don't ask me why I haven't. We don't have to go there. Don't shame me. But I've heard so many good things about Joker, so I'm like, they're on a roll right now. Maybe they finally got something figured out.
Yeah, I'm saying once they stop trying to be Marvel, they got it down.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't anything wrong with them trying to be Marvel. They just tried the wrong way.
They weren't patient
no.
with it.
Yeah. They tried to give you the Justice League after like two movies and like, nah, man, it don't work like that. Plus, that CGI on Cyborg was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I don't hate the movie, but anyways, yeah, that's my number one, Birds of Prey. And luckily it's coming soon.
To a theater near you.
Believe me. Ooh, look at that. I'm not dealing with an announcer
Hell
voice.
Yeah.
It's like, take that, George. Oh. We got nice voices up in here too. It's good.
You know, she's the star flipping and reversing, man. I try to keep up. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, no, see, me being the only host at the moment has driven me mad.
I'll tell you what, man, we are willing to come back on anytime.
It's true. This is all and with our that, first time. Like quite literally,
the invitation is open, my guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, I get to know what's going on the in the middle of the country.
The Midwest-ish.
Oh, yeah. Almost West-ish. Basically West.
We're on the west side of the mountain. So
we are 100 miles from the Pacific time zone.
These are great facts if you need to know things about Missoula, Montana. Really cool.
It's like, what is the most random information you know? Well, in Missoula, they are 100 miles
from the Pacific time zone.
We have three bridges.
Five.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, speaking of bridges, a bridge in Atlanta recently caught on fire, so that's nice.
Oh, what?
That's nice. So, yeah, traffic's going to be great tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, more crackheads smoking under the bridge.
Oh, you know what? This is a really
you nostalgic off... for crackheads.
Yeah, because you know. No, yeah,
I got a string there.
Okay, I'll keep this one quick. But living out in Montana, like crack doesn't exist out here. So whenever I talk about like crackheads, everyone's always like, "What are you talking about?" Because all that exists out here really is like meth. So like, yeah, they're like
holy meth.
So when I make crackhead jokes, no one gets them. So I'm just like, oh, you guys don't understand how crazy crackheads are. Oh,
oh my God, it's a sight to behold.
Oh, Lord.
East Coast people, you understand me.
Oh, definitely. See, we are a special kind of drug user here on the East Coast. If you want a show, just go to downtown Atlanta after dark. Good God. Even, no, anytime, really. You'll find a woman arguing with a squirrel, a man trying to fight a wall. It's beautiful.
Honestly, that's the real number one pick is just the watching of the crackheads.
There we go. Perfect See, summary.
I was like, Jasmine, did you experience any of that in New York?
Not really. When we were in New York, we were pretty safe, honestly. We did have this one dude start trying to harass a chick on the subway. And, like, he just would not let up. And she was, like, she was giving him hell. She was not about to let him keep coming at her. And I threw my two cents in. He was, like, started to asking other people on the subway. He's, like, you see her? Why is she not talking to me? Why is she not talking to me? I said, and I was just, like, girl, no one gives a shit. Shut up. And my mom was, like, oh, Jasmine, you're about to get us killed.
Basically.
And I couldn't help it. I felt like I needed to say something. There were so many words in the air.
Well, yeah, you see a lot of that down in the city, not in the urban areas.
Yeah, but back in Fromberg, Montana, we didn't have anything, just alcoholics here, baby.
You see, that's the beauty of the big city. We have alcoholics, we have crackheads, few meth heads here and there, I'm not gonna lie to you. So that's, we've experienced that. The smell of weed is just everywhere.
Yep.
So lovely. Again, I feel like Denzel can relate to that, you know. I feel like Atlanta and Philly share a lot of similarities. Oh, dang! George! You want to know why I said Denzel? Because Denzel Washington has a beautiful voice.
Sultry.
It's easy to mix them up, man.
And Lord, I was just like, you know what? This man reminds me of Denzel Washington. I could listen to him speak all day.
I think it's because the last time that you were on our podcast, my name was Denzel Dryington. And as anyone knows, listen to Flip It and Reverse It, I have multiple names. I have.
He's a man of many
many names. Denzel Dryington is one of them.
That's a good way to segue right into a plug about our show there.
Yes, yes. Oh, and since we are entering the end, please plug yourselves.
Jasmine?
Oh, I told you to do it. You do it. I did it last time.
Oh, you are the plug it master.
Oh, Lord. It's not an easy job, but, you know, someone's got to do it.
Hey, you do the outro on every one of our episodes. Why fix, you know, try to fix something that's not broken.
All right. So we run the lovely podcast, Flip It and Reverse It, where we push our force, our interests upon and inside of one another. Sure. Not the tagline. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts, Flip It and Reverse It. Follow us on Instagram at Flip It and Reverse It. Follow me on Instagram at The Real Jasmine Sherman. Follow Jorge on Instagram at
ask_why_not, the ask why not page.
Your contribution to the plug.
Hey, do what I can.
Beautiful.
And, I also have a podcast.
The sultry voice.
Exactly. Just his little ask _why_not. Very sexy.
You know, I'll just say one more thing. If you're listening to us, please check us out. And also, if you're listening to Peace Time Podcast right now and you haven't given them a 5-star ratings on iTunes, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I love you
so much. And
they
don't want 4-star ratings.
Or as they call it in the
Because 4-star ratings are for haters.
Topping rating.
Ooh. See, y'all adding a pizzazz. I can't.
Oh, Lord.
We do not do 4-star ratings.
I think that about finishes up for our plugs. I also have a Before the Final Rose, a podcast where I discuss Bachelor Nation stuff, if you are somehow listening to both this and that. I'm into it all. And, so, like, there's got to be one other weirdo.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like there's millions, because, you know, that show seems pretty popular.
It's disgustingly popular.
Exactly. No. I hear Bachelor references all the time, and I don't get them.
Yep. Oh, Pilot Pete. But
but yes, thank y'all for coming on. Don't forget to catch me on one of their episodes pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah. You see, it's like the MCU. And you gotta watch them all to get all the information.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's like we're about to cross. Dang, I had a good word for it, I lost
it. It's our annual crossover event.
We about to do a
there
two
we
cross
go.
Applesauce. Tie it up, put it in the oven.
Flip it up, see, flip it over, and it's still pizza time.
Exactly. We about to reverse this. I can't do it, y'all. Y'all do it way better than me.
You just gotta say some nonsense confidently. That's literally all I do.
Basically.
I usually have the puns, y'all. I don't have them today. but yeah, and another quick shout out to my boy, my former co-host Steven, in his new podcast as well, Creepy Pasta Myths. Go check it out if you like scary stories. Ooh, y'all,
nice.
I told him I was gonna shout him out, but my boy's doing pretty well. And yeah, again, if you want to be creeped out, Steven has a creepy ass voice and it works.
I'm sure you'll really appreciate that plug.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, so check him out as well. I'm on one or two episodes, I think. I don't remember. So yeah, go check it out. It's very interesting. And yeah, thanks for joining us today. I want to give a special thank you to Jasmine and Jorge. And yeah, anything else you want to add, or am I?
No.
I haven't done an outro in such a long time.
We good here, my dude.
All right. Len, let me do a beautiful outro right now. Entonces, muchas gracias por estar aquí conmigo, Jasmine y Jorge.
Y síguenos en el Pizza Time Podcast en Instagram. Y acuérdense, it's pizza time.